This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Tennessee is one step closer to making the Bible their state's official book. That story right after this short message.
Our nation needs highly skilled teachers, now more than ever. So at Liberty University, we're making world-class teacher training as accessible and affordable as possible. Become a licensed teacher in one of the nation's only 100% online Bachelor of Education programs for as low as $182 per credit hour. Our transfer-friendly program covers the cost of your learning materials and prepares you to thrive, both inside the classroom and out. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Jerry Sexton is a minister and is representing Bean Station, Tennessee, in their state house. For the third time, he has proposed a resolution that would make the Bible the official state book of the volunteer state. On Monday, March 29th, with a vote of 55-28, the resolution passed the Tennessee House of Representatives and is now headed to the state Senate on the next step to becoming fully adopted into law. House Resolution HJR 0150 says that even the Los Angeles Times has acknowledged the economic impact of the Bible in Tennessee. It cites that Bible publishing houses in the state, like noteworthy Bible publishers Thomas Nelson, Gideon's International, and the United Methodist Publishing House, publish Bibles in the state and has grown into a multi-million dollar industry that has helped Tennessee. Not everyone is in favor of the resolution. Representative Ron Travis, a Republican from Dayton, has voted against the bill each of the three times that it has come up. He said that, "The Bible is the greatest book that has ever been written. There is no doubt about that in my heart. I just feel like my Bible, my personal Bible that I have, should be far away from government." Representative Johnny Shaw shared his concern, saying, "I don't want to be embarrassed for coming off as the holiest state in the nation and then not living up to it." Shaw believes that if they make the Bible their state book, it would establish an unattainable precedent for lawmakers to follow. Representative Glenn Cassata, a Republican from Franklin, commented that, "Just like Nathan Bedford Forrest and Ida B. Wells, and now the Bible, it is just our common heritage, and those things should be welcomed by everyone in Tennessee." Sexton told the House committee that, "Whether you agree with it or not, this is my way of lifting the Bible up. It doesn't make anybody go to Sunday school, sing Amazing Grace, or get baptized. As Tennessee takes steps to honor the Word of God as a state, God will make His Word a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.